Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up, everybody? It is morning time in Richmond, Virginia, and the band is back together. Brian Mitchell has made it to the capital of the Commonwealth. What up, B?
I made it rather quickly, too. Tell everybody what happened from that little talk we had yesterday.
I will. I said I would reveal what happened, and I will reveal it now. Mullins, get ready, because you're going to like this story. So, Beamish and I, anybody that listened to the show, yesterday Brian was driving down here and claimed he could get here in 2 hours. To everyone else that lives in the D.C. area, you know that 95 South is a hellhole, and the traffic's impenetrable, and there's nothing you can do about it. So Beamish says he's leaving between 5:30 and 6, and he would be here for dinner. Told me to make the reservation at 8 o'clock. I make the reservation at 8 o'clock, no problem. Beamish calls me when he's leaving. He's leaving D.C. about 6, right?
6:05.
Haynes Point?
6:05, yes.
So Haynes Point, you got 395, Mixing Bowl, 95 South.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty straight shot, though. So I have live hits for Channel 4 at like 5:50 and 6:50, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I should be leaving here 7:15 or whatever.
And you're going just right?
I'm going maybe a half mile away.
1,000 yards.
Sure.
Maybe a little farther.
A half mile, I'd say.
All right.
Like, I pulled it up on my phone. It was a 4-minute drive where I was going. So I walk out to my truck at 7:15. I was going to get there early. I was maybe even going to go to the hotel, take a quick shower, change my clothes, whatever. All the while, B. Mitch is cruising down 95. Somehow, he's the one person in the universe that doesn't encounter traffic on 95. I don't know how you have this unique skill set, but I'm proud of you. I walk out to my truck, and I'm blocked in. So I park in this weird, like, media utility lot, and my car is blocked in. And the volunteer was very nice. The rule in that parking lot is you leave, if you're blocked, anytime you're blocking somebody in, just leave your cell phone number so people can call you and get you out of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cell phone number. There's no business card. The parking permits say issued to, like, who got this permit. There's nobody on there. It's like the CIA parked this car.
Mm-hmm.
There's no record of it. The NSA, Will Smith in what's a good Will Smith movie? Enemy of the State. Imagine Gene Hackman in Enemy of the State. That's who parked this car.
Yeah.
They're a ghost. At this point, the clock's starting to tick. 7:20, 7:25. I'm talking with the volunteer. Again, she's very, very polite, very sweet. But we have no idea who the hell's car it is. And there's nothing I can do. My car's blocked in. I can't go backwards. I got cars on the side of me. And ahead of me is a 8-foot drop onto some railroad tracks.
Uh-huh.
So I literally have no option. So I make a few calls to people I know here, and things start moving. We've located whose car it is. She's coming to move it. She was cool. She came and moved it. But in the meantime, a funny thing happened, Brian.
Uh-huh.
I got invited to a reception. I bumped into some people. They said, hey, you want a cocktail?
I really think that's the reason you were late.
I said, well,
I think that car locked in is a lie.
I showed you a picture. The car locked in is not a lie. Did I need to go for the cocktail? Probably not.
Well, to be honest with you,
I'm only going a quarter of a mile away.
Landfill, I want them to understand this. I was the first person in the party that showed up to the place. Big Mitch and little stupid Pete, they didn't show up either.
Yeah, the fact that you drove from D.C., made it in under 2 hours.
Stopped in Fredericksburg,
and
got oil, put in the car, changed clothes.
I mean, it's pretty remarkable. Now, as in most things, I don't really think it's my fault. Perhaps I should have just left rather than say hello to the nice people at the reception.
It's your fault.
So, Landfill, what do you think of yesterday's events? Who did you bet on to get to this dinner first?
I'm going to be honest with you. When you initially told me when he was leaving and when he was expected to be in Richmond, I thought he wouldn't make it. But that's mostly because I had no idea where Richmond is and that it was only 90 miles away. So I talked to B. Mitch a little bit after the show, and he told me exactly what his game plan for getting down there was, and I knew he'd make it on time. I didn't think that he would beat you to the restaurant, you know, because as you've established, it was like a block away from where you were broadcasting.
Half mile.
It sounds more like a block to me, but I'm not actually surprised that B. Mitch not only beat you, but also beat Pete and Mitch there as well.
Pete and Mitch have no excuse. They were just back.
Actually,
at the hotel.
I already had a bourbon before they showed up.
That's true. He had an empty glass of bourbon when I got there. Great dinner. Thank you to Brenner Pass. If you're ever down
the place is unbelievable, really, really good. You would have loved it.
I'm jealous.
I had some lamb shank kebabs.
Lamb skewers, perhaps?
Oh. Same thing. And then I had the Arctic char. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a very nice evening. I had the lamb skewers. I thought the tomato salad was outrageous.
Yeah.
And then I had fresh Chesapeake rockfish, Landfill. What you got on that?
I had a tuna salad sandwich, so it sounds like we had similar nights.
No, I had fish. Did you take some white wine, too?
I did not. I actually...
red wine and Coke?
I had coffee.
What?
Yeah.
You had tuna fish and coffee for dinner?
Yep, that is correct. It was an early dinner.
Tuna fish and coffee, that's not good for your breath.
No, it was...
Don't talk to people after that.
It was a disastrous decision on my part, but you know.
You say hello,
Cody,
they
what
die.
You have for dinner?
I had some Wegmans sushi.
All right.
And coffee?
I feel like my dinner was better than Cody's.
No. Tuna fish and coffee is not a good dinner, dude. Period.
Wegman's sushi. Was it the end of the day?
Sushi's good. I've gotten it.
I got like a big platter.
The end of the day, I've been sitting out there a long time.
I have literally no idea.
Okay.
It was like $23 and I got like 30 pieces of sushi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a get rid of.
Nothing like getting a deal on
get
sushi.
Rid of.
When I go bargain hunting, I want it to be for raw fish.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I hope your stomach feels better today.
All right. So we are at training camp. Practice is just getting underway. There are gigantic men stretching right now. B, now that you're down here and you get to watch these guys with your own eyes, what are you looking for the most?
I am looking for the quarterback stuff. I'm really checking that out. I want to see that. And then beyond that, I just want to see how guys are moving. Because you can see hesitance, which means understanding scheme, not understanding scheme. I know it's early in practice in our training camp, but they've been here for off-season program. They've been here for mini camps. I want to see that because I think once they get that down, then the development and the growth begin to happen because – when you're thinking on a football field, bad thing. When you're just reacting on a football field, great thing. I want to see if they just have that reaction thing going.
And when you talk about the quarterbacks, do you want to see Fitz and kind of just the command he has in the offense? Do you want to see Heinicke? What specifically do you want to?
For me, mostly I want to see Fitz and the decision-making. The command of the offense I think is going to come in time. He doesn't have total command right now because he hadn't been here at a year. So if he makes the right decisions, it's cool with me. Even if he was to throw an incomplete pass to somebody, if it's the right decision, it's all I care about. And then, again, I want to see in practice, you learn things in practice. But you don't want to constantly throw interceptions in practice either because normally it carries over. But like they say, you practice how you want to play. So you want to make sure he's doing the right things here. I believe that Fitzpatrick is a guy that they want to start. So I want to see what he's about first. And if he's not that, then I'm going to definitely start looking at the other guys. But most of all, I'm looking at him.
Yeah, I wouldn't say either quarterback really looked great. They both just kind of looked. And I think it'll kind of be, that'll be the flow for a couple weeks. I mean, here's the thing. The defense is always ahead early in camp. And I think this defense is better than the offense. So I think the defense should win most of these kind of situations. I'll say this. There's a good crowd out there today. It's noticeably more full today than it was yesterday. Yesterday was a good crowd. I think it's going to continue to build. A little traffic for today's show. At 11 a.m., I got to sit down with Chase Young yesterday and talk about everything. His expectations for himself, his expectations for this defense, his expectations for this team, the impact COVID is making. I asked him his opinion on, you know, these new NFL rules that could force forfeits or lost game checks, and asked him, you know, what does he think about Coach Rivera's frustration. So that's at 11 a.m. Make sure you stay here to listen to that. And I believe the Nats have a doubleheader today. Clearly, there's a lot going on with the Washington Nationals with the COVID outbreak. I don't know how they can make them play if 10, 12 people are unavailable.
Well, there's a tweet just went out from John Morosi, and it says, I'm told today's Nationals-Phillies doubleheader is expected to be played as scheduled with the first pitch about 2 hours from now.
Wow. I mean, we'll see. That's great. And I think they also – let's hope they get it in and the Nats can figure it all out. I think the biggest focus right now is if when Max Scherzer gets traded. Tailgate Ted tweeted in and says, does B-Mitch keep a helicopter in one of the six garages at his mansion? Cody, I'd like you to investigate that. But I wanted to get into the football here. For me, watching practice yesterday and then talking with some coaches, talking with some players at a safe distance, if anybody from the NFL is listening. I did a stock report this morning for NBC Sports Washington. You can find it on the website. I tweeted it out also. And I'm curious what you think, B. I don't know how anyone – the headliner to me is Landon Collins. Yeah. I don't know how his stock could be higher right now. He just recovered from an Achilles injury in 9 months.
The fact that he recovered in 9 months may make his stock go up.
Totally.
What does he have that others don't?
And you never
what
know.
Doctor did that? That doctor is kind of like that Hyundai that Tiger was in. He's the dude right now. Because I, you know how many people went out and bought that Hyundai Genesis? Hell, I'm looking for one right now. I want the exact same car.
They're called Billy and Chantilly.
If it rolls like that and a person walks out of it, I need that. So you look at Achilles, you're right. It normally takes a year. At best, for people to be totally right, he's out here practicing 9 months.
So, and here's what I'll say. I'm not pretending last year didn't happen. He wasn't good last year.
He was great the game he got hurt, though.
And early in the season, if you remember, they had Apke on the field with him. That doesn't help when you know the safety you're matched up with can't cover and takes terrible angles. Maybe you're pressing. Maybe you're trying to do too much.
Yeah.
So, listen, he wasn't good last year, but that doesn't discount. Don't throw out that in 2019, his first season in Washington, he had 120 tackles, two forced fumbles, and a sack. He wasn't a Pro Bowl player, but he was pretty good.
120 tackles for a safety is not a great, great stat, though.
It's bad for the defense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
you want your leading tackler to be a linebacker, not a safety.
It tells you what the people in front of him was.
Right.
Not very good.
And don't forget, he's a three-time Pro Bowler who made All-Pro in 2016. Yeah. So I think there's this rush to get rid of Landon Collins where if I'm a stock purchaser, buy the dip, baby. Buy it at a low price. Watch it go up.
Yeah.
So another stock up I have, B, and this is due to COVID, honestly, rookie tackle Sam Cosmi.
Uh-huh.
Cornelius Lucas is out. When you know why Maverick gets to go to Top Gun? Because the other guy quits. You know why Sam Cosmi's playing starting right tackle right now? Because Cornelius Lucas has COVID. Mm-hmm. That's just real life in the big leagues, man. If one guy's not there, you step up. And this is an opportunity for Cosmi. Now, don't confuse this here, because Cosmi got absolutely abused by Chase Young in an early rep yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rookie. That's going to happen. I'm not saying he's going to be a star, but he's getting an earlier opportunity at the starting gig because another dude has COVID.
I believe when you have that ability, the sooner you start going against the guys that are good, that are NFL ready, the better you can get.
Totally.
The quicker you get there. I'm not one who thinks that, well, I know JP can play, but we're going to let him sit for 2 years. No, I'd rather you play for those 2 years because you learn it a lot quicker. Because if you have the ability to get it done, there's no need to wait. That on-the-job training thing is something special. Okay? So if Cosby is out there, you know, if I'm Cosby, his mindset should be Luka's not playing this year.
What do you love about Tom Brady?
I don't believe
in. What's your favorite Brady story?
Huh?
What's your favorite Brady story?
I love it when you say when he get his job back. He ain't ever getting his damn job back. And guess what? Tom Brady been starting ever since that moment.
Right.
I think people that tell if a guy say I'm just holding this spot till the guy come back, I cut him because he doesn't want to be the guy.
It's the wrong attitude.
Yeah, but if a guy gets look, many people get the opportunity. Hell, I got mine because people got hurt. Do I feel bad about hell? No, I feel bad they got hurt. I feel very good that I got an opportunity. And I feel even better that God gave me the mindset that, you know what, when I step out there, my job is to make the coach not want to put you back in. And I think if Cosby thinks like that, it's better for this football team. It's better for him. You know, why wait?
The fact that he gets the first jump at this, to me, Sam Cosby – I'm just going to keep making Top Gun analogies, I suppose. Sam Cosby is a plane trying to get off the ground, right? He's trying to figure all of this out at once, and he just gets a longer runway. Because now he's getting the first look at the first day of practice, and it'll only build from there. What coaches always tell you, each day is a block, and you just got to keep stacking days. I spoke with one of the coaches as they were walking out earlier, and they're like, yeah, the first day was good, but we got a lot more we got to do. For Sam Cosby, the experience is invaluable. You know what? Get shredded by Chase Young on your first rep. Cool.
Yeah.
It's July 28th.
Yeah, you're not playing today.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Learn from it.
Just make sure you don't get shredded by the guy from the Chargers.
When you're going against Bosa, don't get shredded by him. Learn from Chase today, tomorrow, next week.
But see, the difference is this. Chase knows Cosby couldn't cut him.
Sure.
Advantage defensive end. Once I can put my helmet on the inside of your knee, you slow it down a little bit.
Totally. And they're not even wearing pads. There's a million things going on. Yeah. But we talked to Logan Paulson the other day. We know Cosby has some work to do. It sounds to me a little similar to Morgan Moses when he first showed up, where he would stand straight up, not use his legs, get long in his arms, and start reaching. It's just like basketball. You reach, I teach. That's what Chase Young did yesterday. Sam Cosby doesn't have long enough arms to try to keep guys at bay that way, and he needs to use his feet and his leverage points. But now is the time to learn all that. So that's the good news in my stock report.
All right.
Much like INND, some stocks go down.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you that when we return. 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell. FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with the Epic Olympic Bonus. Just place your first bet on any Olympic sport risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. Listen, I love watching the track and field, gymnastics, swimming, and the golf has become the thing I really, really love. They kicked off yesterday. But you could bet on any Olympic sport, even baseball, basketball, soccer, and beach volleyball like me and the crew has done. Promotions like this are just a few reasons why I love betting with America's number one sports book. Listen, it's easy to use, safe and secure. They have fast payouts to get you paid in as little as 24 hours. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with promo code Brian and go for the gold today. That's promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old, the president of Virginia. First online real money wager only, risk-free bet. And refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Little Huey Lewis getting things moving. Sold. Beamidge and Finley here in Richmond, Virginia, watching some practice. Stephen Davis is here, one of Brian's former teammates, a great running back for Washington and in Carolina, and an Auburn.
He looked like a nose tackle.
Brian was just relentless on him. You were talking to Davis. Could you hear Pete Hayner with the tight ends right there?
No, I didn't hear him.
Dude.
I was talking so much trash.
You were in your own zone. Pete Hayner. I'm gonna give the edited version of what Pete Hayner was saying. So the tight ends are going through blocks. I sent Cody the video. I don't think we can post that with the language, but
you can post it. Put it on my site. They know how I talk like that sometimes.
But Pete Hayner says something to the effect to John Bates and Samus Reyes, two rookie tight ends. Now Reyes is a little older and he's not a traditional path, but he's still a rookie tight end. Bates was a fourth round draft pick out of Boise State. He says something to the effect of, you two father duckers can't get lower in your blocks. I can't get you low enough on the depth chart.
Yeah. In other words, he's saying, if you don't start doing what I'm telling you to do, your ass going to be sitting on the bench. Straight up.
Absolutely.
Well, no.
I think you might not more
even,
than that.
You might not even be on the bench. You may not even be on the team. I'm going to get rid of you. And listen, man. I understand that the world has become this politically correct place. But certain places, military, football teams, anything that you can be hurt, harmed while you're playing it, you should be able to talk to the people a certain way because you have to know that they can handle it. Because imagine this. I remember having this conversation with a young man. He was like 6'4" or 6'5". 300 and something pounds. And I started talking trash to him, and he started to cry in the weight room for the Washington football team. And I went to the coach, and I said, y'all need to cut him. And he said, why? I said, if me, Brian Mitchell at 5'10 and a half. And at that point, I might have been 208 pounds, 209. If I talked trash and had him crying, imagine what Reggie White or somebody like that would do to him. And he's supposed to protect our quarterbacks and our running backs? Sir, you need to be tested. And if you can't be tested, how the hell are we supposed to know? And I know people go, well, you know, everybody knows. In certain things, you need to be challenged mentally, physically, and everything else.
There are times for coddling. There are times for nice, positive reinforcement. And then there's NFL training camp. And and almost everything in life has a good cop, bad cop vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Haener is a serious hard ass. There's no way around that.
But you know what, though?
But there are other coaches
Haener
that are totally
a lot
lovable.
Of people who's been super successful under his watch. See what I'm saying? And I think that's the ultimate thing. Like, I've said many a time, if you are not that person that has the ability to do what Haener does, don't try to be it. Coach Gibbs never talked like Haener. But he also talked in a certain way where you better understand that if you don't do it my way, you're out of here. Long as you are able to get the message across in a forceful way, you do it.
Well, not to mention, I'm guessing other coaches on Coach Gibbs' staff.
Wayne Sevier was that guy.
I can see Joe Bugle having a few
Richie
choice
Richie Pettibone
words.
And Joe Bugle were those guys.
Coaches also assemble their staffs in a way
that,
hey, I don't have to be the guy driving Father Ducker at you all the time. There's somebody else for that.
Yep.
And
you're going to hear it one way or the other.
I like Pete Haener. I'm into it.
I need to sit down and talk to Pete. You're making me like him more
and
more.
I think you'd like
more.
Him. Wait till the O-line comes right. Are you probably watching? Oh, no, there was no last year.
I watched him just a little bit earlier.
Matsko is a similar – Matsko is the offensive line coach. He has a similar approach.
Yeah.
And
like
our guy Sam Cosby is going to hear a lot of
when you see those guys, the guys that basically run basic training, the commanding officers and the sergeant majors and those type people, they don't walk up to them and say, hey, how's your day today? You want to be nice today? No, I need to talk to you in a certain way. You know why? Because you might be in the middle of a damn attack where they're dropping bombs and shooting at you. So I need you to be able to stay focused when things get a little chaotic. I don't need to talk to you like this every day. Hey, how you doing, JP? You know, that's why I do you the way I do you. I try to make sure you're going to be ready for anything that comes to you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's because I love you, bro.
I know. I tell
I'm not trying to hurt you.
I tell you
kinda
what.
Kind of I am, but.
I know. I know all of those things. I do want to see more of Bobby McCain today. That's a dude that's kind of on my list to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about my stock report from NBC Sports Washington a little bit this morning. I told you the good news. Stock up.
Yeah, going down.
For Sam Cosmi, stock up for Landon Collins. Just a lot of life and football is taking advantage of opportunities. And both of those guys have landed through his own hard work and maybe a hell of a surgeon. And Cosmi through bad luck for Cornelius Lucas. They've got an opportunity. Make the most of it. Stock down?
Uh-huh.
I couch this statement, right? I understand. What day is it? What day is it, Mullins?
It's Thursday.
Yep.
The 29th.
Thursday, correct.
Of July.
Thank you. It's Thursday, July 29th. There's not a football game for more than 40 days.
45, I think. Am I right?
You're right, B-Mitch.
There you go.
There's not a football game for 45 days. It's late July. Everyone I've talked to on and off record says minor thing. But I know that Curtis Samuel missed all of minicamp. Those are facts. I watched it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I know that Curtis Samuel's over here on the side field working out with trainers.
Yeah.
Instead of on that field catching passes from Ryan Fitzpatrick. And it may prove to be an incredibly minor thing, but we can't pretend like it's good news.
Well, it's not good news, but I think the way I would try to throw some positivity on and spin on that is they said the same thing about Mr. McLaurin just a few years ago. 2 years ago, and he showed up in that first game against Philadelphia, And we were like, who the hell is this kid here?
Totally.
So what I'm looking for is that same type of thing to go down. We'll see how it goes.
And I'd add this with Samuel. He has already played for Ron Rivera. He's already played for Scott Turner. He already knows the offense, the routes, the language, the concepts. That's going to give him a big advantage, right? He doesn't necessarily need the time. He'd like the time with Fitz to work on, you know, where he likes the ball, outside, all these sorts of things. I don't think it's a big deal, but we can't. If I have to do a stock report and tell you whose stock is up and whose stock is down, and Nina Mandel makes me do a stock report, you can't tell me Curtis Samuel's stock is up.
But see, Curtis Samuel is just like when you first bought, what's it called? Bitcoin.
Sure.
When you buy low, you don't buy high.
Totally.
So if I was looking at stock right now, I would invest in Curtis Samuel. Because I think Curtis Samuel is more like McDonald's. He's more like
a blue
Apple.
Chip.
He's not like IND.
I agree with that. And now is probably the time to buy Curtis Samuel.
And the thing of it is, the people that are running this, are driving this ship now, I believe them when they say minor thing.
I do too.
Because if they think it was something minor, I think that they couldn't come across so smoothly. The Joker that was here before, I wouldn't believe him because he lied about every injury. But I watched it happen with Terry. I watch other people that they say, oh, we're taking it easy. Okay? So I'm cool with that.
And now is until the time to take it easy.
Yeah, until I'm proven wrong.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I have to give you a stock report on day one, this dude's not practicing.
Yeah.
Now, I almost don't want to do this, but it has to be said. The Arizona Cardinals, Ahmet just sent us a tweet, right?
Mm-hmm. About the Arizona COVID stuff?
Ian Rappaport has reported, the Arizona Cardinals are now among the teams at 90%+ vaccinated.
Yeah.
In fact, the number of unvaccinated players on the Cardinals can be counted on one hand.
Wow.
That means five or fewer.
They have herd, what's it called, herd immunity going on over there?
You know what I wrote for my stock down? Herd immunity for the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I can tell you, man. Talking to people, we talked about this yesterday. I think there is a percentage of this team that isn't just not vaccinated yet.
They're never going to get
that. They're not going to get vaccinated.
Well, I think it's very similar to what I've talked about before. We get excited about football just because we hear names and we hear their potential. When I discuss football, I talk about injuries, history of injuries, availability, all those things, because I think that is as much a factor in winning and losing as you being able to run, catch, tackle, throw the ball. Being there and not being there is very, very high. And it sways things one way or the other. I know people want to say what somebody's right, which is they're right. But ultimately, if a lot of guys are missing, you're not going to have a lot of success. And the people that like to beat the drum and say, oh, man, you trying to make – no, I'm not trying to make nothing. But I don't want to hear your mouth when they not winning games because of that said factor. Get what I'm saying? So ultimately, it's going to be a major thing that's going to play on winning and losing. Last year, you have to applaud them. When they didn't have all this stuff going on, they were one of the best teams out there handling it. Right now, they're not. They listened last year. They didn't do things that the coach said, hey, don't do this, don't do that. Stay away from this place, stay away from that place. So why were they so good at that point? They were fearful of things, weren't they? So now what are you really fearful of? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like the team that was so good at stuff last year, why won't they try to be as good this year? Just a question I throw out there.
don't have the answer.
Yeah.
And I think you can tell Ron Rivera doesn't have the answer, and it's really starting to make him mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's perhaps my point is we could talk about, oh, we're working on it, optimism, we're trending up. What more can people hear? What more can they know? Mm-hmm. People are choosing to know other things or hear other things.
Yeah.
Don't forget, 11 a.m., Chase Young. Ever heard of him? He'll be on the show.
The Predator.
He's quite a ball player. Coming up next, we'll take a few calls and we'll get into what we expect to see today and the rest of the week here in Richmond, Virginia. Before we go, though, I got to tell you guys about Paul Henry's window installation. You heard B. Mitch talk for months about working with Paul Henry, how he's an honest family business. Well, sure enough, I called him, 540-402-9428. I called Paul, and I got the same thing. He came out to my house himself. He walked me through the whole process. He showed me how much money I can save with better windows, how much easier better windows are for your life. I can't open the window in my bathroom. And, Brian, sometimes I need to open the window in my bathroom.
Yeah, for your wife and your kids, too.
I'm going to get new windows. And then that bathroom window, voila, wide open.
Pop it out, pop it in. Raise the bottom, raise the lower the top.
You should come over. We'll have a party in my bathroom.
No, we're not doing that.
Well, maybe Paul will do it. Call Paul Henry today, 540-402-9428. Check him out online, paulhenryswindows.com. Mention my name. Call him up. Mention my name. Get an extra 5% off. You cannot beat that. Paul Henry's window installation, your clear home improvement choice.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Beamich and Finley, 1067, The Fan. Joined now by a former teammate of Brian's and a former 1,000-yard rusher for the then Redskins and the Carolina Panthers.
I think
he'd
be trying to stop people from getting 1,000 yards now.
God, he's relentless. Listen, here's what I'll say.
Hey, that's my little brother.
Stephen Davis is joining us on the program. I appreciate your time. I have nothing but kind words to say to you.
I appreciate his time.
I can't say anything. This dude,
he noticed I was the same way back then.
Yeah, it's just his thing is we went backwards. I look like he played when he played.
I was never 275.
Well, Stephen, I'll say this. I think it's awesome you are here and kind of back involved with the organization. My college roommate, Mike Farley, had a number 48 Stephen Davis jersey.
Oh, that's great, man.
Those are, I mean, you really ran the ball well.
Hey, Steve, hold on. Look, he's 40, and he says college roommate. Make you feel old on it.
I'm 39, yeah, for the record.
Make me feel old. But
I'm only 39. Does that help?
No, it don't. The thing is, man, I learned from guys like Brian Mitch and Terry Allen, man. Them guys, if you saw them practice, man, you would be like, I cannot go out there and not do some of the things that they was doing. And, you know, there was a lot of motivation watching them guys, man.
So are you living down in the Charlotte area? Like, did you know? I know when you were on the Panthers, Ron wasn't there.
Spartanburg.
So a little further south?
I'm in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, sure. Yeah. How does an Auburn guy live in Gamecock country?
I'm trying to figure that out too, man. For some reason, my wife, she wanted to move to Columbia. So we moved to Columbia, and I raised my son. My son tell everybody he's from Virginia. He was born in Virginia. So he tell everybody, I'm from Virginia. I'm like, man, you from South Carolina, man. He said, nah, I'm from the VA, baby. Yeah, I'm like, okay, all right. But, it's a great area to live in, raise your kids. And I've been having a good time down there, man.
Hey, man, happy wife, happy life.
Oh, no doubt about
I've been
that.
Trying to teach this dude that.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
He doesn't like.
I tell every day, if I can make you smile once a day, I'm good.
What were some of your favorite memories of this maniac, number 30?
Oh, man. I never forget. We was he probably remember.
Make sure his radio ready.
The FCC is always listening.
No, we was down in I think it was my second year, or my rookie year, second year one of. But we was down in Tampa. We went down to practice against them and play against. And we had our first practice against Tampa, and it was hot. I mean, it was hot. We got our butts whooped. So that afternoon practice, we made our mind up, hey, we're going to go out here and we're going to hit him in the mouth today. So we run a 9:07, and Hardy Nickerson, I guess
Hall of Fame linebacker.
Yeah. I guess he hit you.
He tried to get a cheap shot.
Yeah, tried to get a cheap shot on Mitch. And what was the defense coordinator name at the time?
From us?
For them.
Monty Kiffin. Legend.
He say, Hardy's a good guy. He ain't going to do that. I say, well, our running back coach say, if you do it one more time, Brian Michigan choke slamming. Lo and behold, he did choke slam me.
So he did it and you tried to choke slam Hardy?
When you don't get off your move quicker than I get mine off, don't make a difference what you know.
And I mean, it's a lot of good men. We went down to scrimmage in Miami. And we were going special teams.
You're going to make everybody think I fight all the time.
Oh, you dog. Do. He out there fighting. What's his name? Larry Izzo?
Yeah.
They out there fighting. I'm like, man, come on, Misty. It's hot out here, man.
When you that's fight, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy. It's fun when you fight.
Yeah, it do.
For
yeah,
some
it
people.
It gets it over quick.
I've never understood, though, when you're fighting dudes – with a helmet on.
No.
Just no helmet on.
I throw uppercuts. I don't punch you in the head. Yeah. You see, that's the thing about it. Dudes just swing. Most guys fight blinded. They close their eye and they swing just like, you know.
Yeah.
Like you see people doing it. I don't do that. You know where to land. You got to hit him in the hit. If you hit skin, you win it.
If there's ever, like, if he ever goes to court, everything he does is premeditated. So that's going to become a felony, dude. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's premeditated.
Yeah. That's why I don't go to court.
Steven, I wanted to ask you about Antonio Gibson, a young guy here, pretty impressive rookie year, dealt with some injuries, but he can go, man. He's got speed and he's big.
Yeah, I think
he reminds me a lot of you, though, seriously.
Yeah, and like I say, what he got to understand is every year he got to get better every year. You know what I mean? And what it's going to take for him to get better, he got to capitalize on some of the things that he didn't do good last year. You feel what I'm saying? So I think as a player, he's gonna be a good guy coming out of the backfield and catching the ball, running between the tackles, and you know, he just got to get better and hopefully stay away from the injuries.
This offensive line is gonna have at least two new tackles and possibly a new guard. How tough is that for a running back coming back to a system where it's gonna be different guys in front of him?
It's in our practice. He has to learn right now to go full speed.
Yeah.
To make them understand. They learn him, he learns them.
Yeah, understand.
Don't wait until the game comes to start learning them.
Yeah.
Do everything at game speed. Yeah, you're not getting tackled and things of that nature, but if you run it full speed, now you know when to cut, things of that nature.
Exactly.
That's why I return the punts like I did in practice.
Yeah.
I run over you if you're in the hole.
And there's another thing, too. Noah Turner told me we're gonna teach you how to what's Pete Rodriguez?
Yeah,
guard rest his soul. He said we're gonna let you catch punts.
You?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Bad. I don't see how he can do it. He was great at it. I don't see how he can do it. We was in Miami. And Norris said, go out there and catch punts. I'm sitting there. You know, I looked at everything. You know, I look at the guy. When I look back up, the ball hit my shoulder. And you know, we was on Miami sideline. So I had to walk all across the field. They got the ball. I had to walk all across the field. And when I got over there, dog turned, walked up beside me, say, you'll never do that again. And I look at him. I say, thank you, God. I mean, it was like stuff like that, man, that, you know, made it fun. But it, at the time, it was like, why has he got me out here? I learned from it. But.
What's it like for you to see Norv's son, Scott, out here, who you knew as a young man?
It's amazing, man. He was a baby.
You remember when we put him in the laundry thing with the and poured ice water on him?
Just do him out like that.
Taped him up.
Taped him up and everything.
Did you get to catch up with him at all?
No, I haven't caught up with him yet. I thought Norv would have been out here, man. Norv, I saw him a lot down in Carolina when I went to training camp in Carolina. But I wanted to see Norv, but I ain't seen Scott yet.
Last one, and we'll let you go. I know you got things to do here. What do you think of Ryan Fitzpatrick? He was in the league when you were in the league.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing about him, man. You know what you're gonna get. You know what you're gonna get from him. He's not gonna go out there and try to win it all by himself. He's gonna be that guy to manage a game, and with the running game they can possibly have, it will help out a whole lot. And the defense that they have, it will help. It will complement each other, and I think he's a good fit for it.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Hey, very soon. Very soon.
Is there anything you want to tell folks to check out? I don't know that you're a social media guy, but anything you want to promote or?
Man, what's my new nickname?
Big Country?
Big Country. That's my nickname. I don't do nothing. I just chill at home, man, cook on the grill. I need to stop because bitch said that. I just cook on the grill, and I just have fun. I enjoy my kids, man.
What's your one seed
meal? Does he cook
or
does he eat?
if it's your birthday or Father's Day and you get to pick the entire menu, what are you cooking?
Oh, I'm going to get an outlaw steak, a ribeye, baked potato, some broccoli with some garlic butter on it.
So look, he got broccoli to be healthy, but he got garlic butter on it.
Steven, seriously, thank you so much for the time, dude. Appreciate it.
All right, boy.
When we return, Chase Young joins the program. You don't want to miss that. Here, 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.